In the war on terror, the White House is considering pressing Congress to reestablish military aid to Indonesia. The administration fears terrorists may take cover in that country, the world's largest Muslim nation. The Pentagon has already sent military advisors to the Philippines, Yemen, and the Republic of Georgia. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports on where the efforts against al-Qaeda terrorists seem to be yielding results and where al-Qaeda operatives seem to be catching the world by surprise.
In May, a suicide bomber on a Tunisian resort island killed 19 people outside a synagogue. And recently in Morocco, Syria, and Saudi Arabia, police arrested suspected al-Qaeda operatives who were planning attacks on U.S. interests. Meantime, the country's U.S. officials initially thought to be likely al-Qaeda hideouts, Yemen, Somalia, and Sudan, have so far received only minimal attention. After September 11th, U.S. intelligence carted off boxes of al-Qaeda documents from Khartoum. But there was a time when Sudan drew much more notice. 4 years ago, the U.S. attacked Sudanese sites that had suspected financial links to Osama bin Laden after al-Qaeda bombed U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Sudan expert Peter Woodward says the terror connections to Sudan back then were tenuous, and today's links, he says, are even weaker.
The Sudanese have been cutting their connections with international terrorism, and there's no reason to believe that they are actively engaged in that kind of linkage to terrorism. There may be some individuals who have some personal connections. That wouldn't unduly surprise me.
Woodward doesn't think a few personal connections will give al-Qaeda a viable launching pad ever again in Sudan. Professor Woodward worries more about lawless parts of other countries nearby.
Areas of inland Yemen and the southern parts of Somalia are far less under anybody's control and therefore might be areas in which hideouts could be established.
Aware of that possibility, the commander of U.S. Central Forces, General Tommy Franks, met this past week in Yemen with President Ali Abdullah Saleh to discuss anti-terrorism measures. U.S. Marines and special operations units are currently helping the Yemenis create their own elite counterterrorism force. This past week, U.S. and Yemeni troops practiced rescuing passengers at Sana'a International Airport and installed additional security devices at transportation centers. The U.S. is also aiding local efforts to create a viable coast guard to protect Yemen's 1,000-mile coast and its busy ports. An al-Qaeda attack on the USS Cole in the port of Aden 2 years ago killed 17 U.S. sailors. And Yemen is Osama bin Laden's ancestral home. A U.S. official admits there's much more work to do in convincing remote Yemeni tribal leaders to fully cooperate in the central government's anti-terror efforts. These tribes are fiercely independent, heavily armed, and resistant to outside authority. And if any al-Qaeda hideouts in rural Yemen are attacked, elite American Special Forces units could well assist.
If there's anything that's spread thin in our forces, it probably is the Special Forces.
Retired Rear Admiral Steve Baker is now a military analyst at the Center for Defense Information. Baker notes that U.S. Special Operations units are helping track down al-Qaeda remnants in the autonomous tribal regions of northern Pakistan, and they're already conducting training operations in the Republic of Georgia and the Philippines. There are, he says, only so many seasoned Special Forces troops to go around.
Special Forces folks and those that specialize in the training is a competition for assets, and that's why we're pulling some out of the Philippines and continuing to look other places where they might be of more use, I think. Somalia, Yemen, there's some potential in Indonesia for us to be involved. We'll continue to look at that and evaluate.
Somalia, a collapsed state with no central government, is seen as a potential hideout for runaway al-Qaeda. The well-armed Somali extremist group Islamic Unity allegedly ran several terrorist training camps near the Kenyan border that once welcomed al-Qaeda. So far, there's been no sign of U.S. anti-terror operations in Somalia. Pentagon officials still vow to pursue al-Qaeda cells wherever they are around the world. Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark insists the global terror fight is on track.
It's not just about military action. This is about legal activity, economic activity, diplomatic activity. And if you look at what's going on around the world, there are arrests going on around the world. We look at it and say, we have always said from the very beginning, there are al-Qaeda in 50 or 60 different countries. It is also very, very clear that we've made it much more difficult for them to do their job.
But with recent incidents from Tunisia to Pakistan, it's also clear many al-Qaeda and their sympathizers are still finding plenty of opportunities to do their job. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.